Bank of Cargill, this is Lina. How can I help you?
I have a question for you. I received one of your business loan form.
Okay.
And it has like a reservation code, but I have a question for you. On your program, It says total amount of Visa, MasterCard, and so on. Is your repayment on the loans basically like what American Express does?
What do you mean by American Express has so many different ways? What do you
what
mean
is it?
By
I can hardly hear you.
I said American Express has so many different ways of setting up their loans. I don't know which one you mean. What do you mean by are we like American Express?
No, because we had one. I mean, it was we paid it off and everything, and they were taking the, you know, X amount of credit cards a month. I mean, a daily basis.
I see. I got it. So you have an MCA loan with them, right?
Right.
Okay. And are you looking for the same?
What is it?
Are you looking for the same type of loan?
We are looking for something similar. We want to upgrade some. We own a gas station, and we want to upgrade the pumps outside.
Yes,
and
sure.
I was also checking to see, you know, how your rates and how do you guys do basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you will give me the 16-digit reservation code, that would be a good start for me to see what your company is, and then I will be glad to explain everything.
Well, you need
to
the
you.
Reservation code?
Yes, please.
251-1-0801-002-7994.
Okay, 0002?
Yes.
Three zeros, okay? And then
7994.
The last four digits is 7994, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. So that would be Alex Fernandez Enterprises?
Correctly.
And your name, please?
Well, I'm Alex's. I mean, I'm the dad. Everything is run under Alex.
Okay. You are his father?
Right.
Or what? Okay, got it. And what is your name?
Angel, A-N-G-E-L.
Angel, okay. So you're partners in this business with Alex, or how? Or everything is on his name?
Actually, I see it's a gas station, and we have divided. He owns what's, you know, Alex Fernandez Enterprise, and actually I own the real estate.
Okay, so you own the building.
I mean,
which,
it's two separate entities, and I mean,
but the gas
station. If you want, I can have him call you. It doesn't make any difference.
No, it's okay. I can talk to you. I will talk to him if needed later.
If you have all the information. Yeah, all we basically wanted to know is, you know, the programs you have and so on.
Yeah.
Or I can give you an email address and you can email the information to us, which
okay.
is easier for you.
Sure. What is the email?
The email would be A, as in Apple, Fernandez, 1416, at hotmail.com.
And it's
or
yours?
One word.
Oh, it's
A,
his.
Fernandez.
Okay. At hotmail.com. Now, a couple more questions, so I would
go
know
ahead.
Exactly which information, and I can explain to you. Okay, this Alex Fernandez Enterprises, is it a corporation or LLC?
LLC.
Or
LLC.
LLC. Okay. When was it formed? What year?
This one, I believe, 2009.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And what is the phone number for the business?
561-868-7088.
Okay. And what would be the best number to reach you?
Well, you can reach me at 561-719-0643.
Okay. And the business is the gas station and the convenience store, or just
gas station?
He has
a gas station, convenience store. It has like a cafe, like a restaurant.
I see. And it's all under one LLC, right?
Yes.
And all these businesses have a common one business bank account. Is it right?
Yes.
Okay. And the merchant
there's two bank accounts. One we use for expenses, and the other one we use for the credit cards.
Okay.
The processing company, what is it?
Okay. No. So processing company deposits
the credit cards
account?
In one account, and then we have an expense account that we use to pay all the bills and things like that.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But that's for all three businesses,
yes,
altogether.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the approximately, at least, what is your gross annual sales for the LLC?
Last year, over $4.5 million.
Mhm. Okay. And you don't have any loans right now, right? Your MCA loan is paid off.
No.
Okay.
The one from American Express was
paid off.
Go ahead.
Now tell me, please, what are you looking for? What's your needs are?
We probably somewhere between like 45 and 60. That's the average price that we got in replacing the pumps, upgrading the pumps. See there, the pumps, what we want to do is making, a little bit more attractive and buy new pumps.
Okay, wonderful. Do you have a vendor for the pumps? So you're buying
new
pumps?
No, we haven't. No. We haven't done anything because, see, when you talk to vendors, they want to finance and they want to do this and they want to charge you an arm and a leg. We don't want to do that. We just want to go ahead.
I understand.
Here, cash, we'll buy it, and then we just go ahead and pay it back with the credit cards, 1, 2, 3. We don't have to go through that hassle.
Oh, you don't want us to finance it as equipment because that would be cheaper for you. We can finance it as equipment. We will pay to whoever you want us to pay to.
And what is the difference between one and the other one and the programs?
Because I'll explain to you. When we finance it as equipment, we pay to the company or anywhere you're buying it from, okay? And then you have up to 5 years with monthly payments to the bank, okay? It's a longer term. It's usually cheaper because it's a loan with collateral versus working capital loans, which we have, and they are usually up to 2 years long. We have several programs which are up to 3 years old. 3 years long if you're qualified. So these loans, you will pay probably about the same amount of interest as you would pay on the equipment loan, but you'll pay it in 2 years versus 5 years.
Because
this is uncollaterated loan. This is unsecured loan.
Okay. But like the other loan, let me give you a sample. What we did with American Express, it was like for, I think, 2 years, and we paid it off within 6 months.
Oh, so you want to take it. Okay, so it's better for you to have it short-term paid off and forget it,
right?
Okay, no problem. No problem. We can do that. I will send
you. So if you can send me those, go ahead.
I will send you the list of documents because, see, we have more than 40 different programs for working capital.
Okay.
And it all depends on qualifications. What I will need from you, how is Alex's personal credit looks? Do you know, Angel?
So, to be honest with you, it's somewhere about $600-700. Let me give you a long story short. Back in 2005, we sold this property. And we financed the property, and the gentleman defaulted on the loan. We did a foreclosure and took it back in 2009. We fought them in court for 6 years.
My God.
A big, big mistake we made in financing. We were the bank on the property. And that put us in a big, big, big hole.
So you had a foreclosure in 2005?
We did a foreclosure. We did it.
Oh, you did. Okay, got it.
So we had to pay all attorney's fees and everything, and back in 2011, we were able to take the property back.
Okay.
From that point on, we've been rebuilding. We had to put new tanks on the property. We had to do everything.
I understand, but how did it affect Alex's credit?
Why? Because we were behind paying people. We were using money to defend ourselves with the bank.
I got it. Okay.
That's simple. And bottom line, it costs us more. That's why I told you it was a big mistake.
No, I understand.
It's
okay. You recovered, and hopefully we can help you to upgrade your equipment one way or the other. I would suggest get some quotes from the vendors, see how much they want for equipment. And let's see what would be better. I want to just give you all possible options. I want to give you an options that we can, if we can finance it as equipment, and if we can finance it as working capital. And it's up to you which one you
You can email that to us. Any questions, you can call me.
Sure. Thank you, Angel.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.